This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Drive-thrus are having a moment. McDonald's launched its drive-thru-only brand, Cosmics, last winter. Of the 271 locations that Chipotle opened last year, 238 of them had drive-thrus. Kristen Schwab was telling us about Chipotle lanes the other day. That said, drive-thrus are getting controversial, with some cities limiting or banning new drive-thru construction. There was a piece in Vox the other day on this topic titled "Mega Drive-Thrus Explain Everything Wrong with American Cities." Marina Bolotnikova wrote it. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
That word "mega drive-thru" in the headline to this piece. What exactly are we talking about here?
Sure. So a mega drive-thru, it's a term of art that I'm sort of invented, and it refers to a drive-thru that of more than one lane, basically two, three, you know, four lanes, and those are proliferating across the country. And I talked to the Minneapolis planning director, Meg McMahon, who knows a lot about this, has confirmed that she thinks mega drive-thru is an appropriate term.
Well, congratulations on your coinage. One imagines that the places that are installing these, the franchises and chains that are installing these, are doing it for scale, right? To be able to get more people, more bodies, more cars, technically, through the line and thus increase their bottom line.
Yeah, I think that's certainly true. A problem that drive-thrus have always faced is, you know, backing up onto roads when there are too many people. And so as drive-thrus have become increasingly popular since 2020, there's been a need for the fast food industry to add more volume. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and another reason is that mobile orders that are picked up through drive-thrus right. have become very popular. You know, you can order from Chick-fil-A at home on your phone, drive-thru and pick it up. And many right. Chick-fil-A locations have added an additional lane just for those types of orders.
So take me back to that city planner in Minneapolis, or swing down by Atlanta, where they've also done some limitation on drive-thrus. What are the city's options, and do you think they're going to do them, or are they going to bow to the commercial pressure?
I think that the fast food outlets, they see their growth in the suburbs anyway, mm-hmm. where the zoning and the planning is more amenable to drive-thrus. So big cities that are banning them, in the grand scheme of things, may not have that much of an impact, and it leaves suburban cities, you know, with difficult choices to make about whether they want to see more and more of these things. And also, you know, banning things as a concept, it doesn't sound that nice, right? And I think that a more helpful way to think about it is to think about how to, you know, fundamentally change the way American communities do urban planning, rather than, you know, like a band-aid of banning drive-thrus, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I guess my question is, we have to deal with the built environment that we've got, and what's the alternative, right?
I think that things can be, it can be a lot easier than you might think. American suburbs aren't going to become, you know, Amsterdam anytime soon. But most car trips in the U.S. are under 5 miles. Many, many car trips are 3 miles or less, in a context where it is safe and welcoming to get around, not in a car. Those are distances that are eminently walkable and bikeable. But people need to have places to go, and a place only meant to be accessed by car, like a drive-through, directly conflicts with the progress that places mm-hmm. have been making.
Marina Bolotnikova at Vox. Marina, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it, and thanks for the piece.
Yeah, thank you so much.